Welcome to the Decentered Podcast. I'm Rob Watson, and in these podcasts, I want to talk about and talk with people who are engaged in community media and think about what the kind of social impact and what difference community media makes. One of the things in Leicester at the moment is community radio is actually thriving. The city now has three well-established stations, community radio stations that are licensed by Ofcom. That's Eva FM, Takeover Radio and Demon FM. With the new station, Two Funky Radio, coming online in 2019. That was licensed recently in the last round of applications. But not only are those stations available, there's also a number of other groups who seek to develop and offer community radio services through RSLs, short-term broadcasts, and also online. And yesterday I went to talk to Des and Sam at Leicester Community Radio, who are based at the African Caribbean Centre in Leicester, to ask them what it is that they do through online radio, online broadcasting, that's what they do, and how it works and what the kind of priorities are for LCR in the city.
My name's Sam Hunt and I'm with Leicester Community Radio and I'm in charge of the daytime part of a radio station.
So what does that involve?
Essentially, the daytime part is concentrating on local news issues and it's primarily trying to concentrate on the speech, with the music just being a filler between programmes. So I organise people who want to come on the station. I make sure that they're trained so that they can do it. I make sure that the content they're doing is meaningful and generally things like that, and just coordinate the people so that and try and get them so that they're self-sufficient.
So why do you see that that's important?
Well, if I didn't do it, then who else would do it, effectively? So it's quite important because it puts together the schedule, it puts together the programmes, and it puts together who is going to do what programmes, and also, more importantly, it's keeping an eye on them and making sure what they're doing is actually meaningful and relevant to our target audience.
So what kind of things are people talking about?
It really does vary. If I pick one example, for example, we've got a lady who goes around and interviews people around the city. What she's doing there is she's sharing stories of people in Leicester with other people, and it allows listeners to realise the vast diversity which is present within Leicester, people's backgrounds, people's occupations. It just makes people realise exactly what community does exist in Leicester and gets people together.
So what kind of things do you think are the kind of main concerns and topics that need to be discussed in Leicester at the moment?
We take a very, very wide range of it. So on the first level, for example, the very strong feedback we get is there's no local news service. So we always try to make sure there's local news. For example, at the Riverside Festival, whereabouts we did an outside broadcast from, just back in June or July, we played the local news and it was coming out over loudspeakers, and it was amazing that we had nearly 500 people just stopping and listening to it. And on one time when we played it, everybody in the park started applauding us for having a local news service, because it just made them... That's just one example of the service we're providing and why people like it. And if there's anything topical, we start to get either get a phone in, we'll get people in contact. They'll often get in contact through Facebook. For example, a few weeks back there was a Sikh exhibition and the chap got in contact and actually did a phone in with him, and it shares with people what's going on, and that sort of thing is very much appreciated, that people can learn what's going on within their community. My whole what we're trying to build is a sense of community within Leicester.
Right, let's turn to Des. So go back and tell us your name again and what your involvement is.
My name is Desmond Bell. I'm the station manager of Leicester Community Radio.
And what does that involve for you?
Overlooking anything to do with Leicester Community Radio, basically. I run the evening side of it, all the evening DJs from 6 till midnight each and every day, apart from the weekends, which is 12 till midnight.
So you kind of look after the music?
Yeah, the music side of the radio station, yeah.
So what goes down well in music terms?
Everything's different strokes for different folks. So we have different people from different nationalities, from different backgrounds, what play different types of music. That's how we're trying to do it. So we have, say, someone from Montserrat, someone from Antigua, someone from Jamaica, someone from Barbados, that's different Caribbean backgrounds. So they've got all different ways of doing their thing because they're all different. And we've got the English side of it, which is reggae, soul, R&B, same as the Caribbean side. So everyone's doing their thing differently, even though from different forms of backgrounds and different walks of life, we're all doing our thing the same sort of thing.
And you have a particular focus on an age group?
Not really an age. Well, we've got young DJs and old DJs, but we play all types of music. So we've got a couple of young DJs on, but the majority of DJs are over 40, I'd say, yeah. Majority of DJs are over 40.
So a lot of people, you access Leicester Community Radio online. So how does that work?
We do a Facebook Live. That's all different types of people listen to that from all different parts of the world. So we've got a Facebook Live, what some of the DJs do from Monday to Sunday. And then some DJs just play on the TuneIn, and some DJs just play, well, you can get it through TuneIn, the website, and Facebook. Depends how you want to listen to us. But we're all live on all them formats.
And what kind of reaction do you get from people in terms of their feedback about the kind of music and the...
Everyone seems to love it on the Facebook sort of thing, because some people are visual, some people just listen. So, like, the last DJ got over 1,000 views on Saturday. So that's different people from all parts of the world listening to his show. He plays a mixture of calypso, reggae, R&B and soul. And that's what most of us get most each week, about 1,000 to 500, depending when we come on, what time and what we're playing.
And how do you know that you're getting that kind of numbers and that kind of reaction?
It's on the Facebook analytics. You can see everything's there. It tells you your reach. It tells you how many people's listening, how long they're listening for. It tells you where they're coming from. It's all there.
So you got a lot of information there.
Yeah, a lot of information there we can use later.
And why is that kind of music different than, if you like, mainstream radio in Leicester?
I just think we just keep repeating ourselves. The same DJ, well, every DJ changes every 2 hours. So if you listen to other mainstream radios, you might hear the same music every 2 hours, no matter what DJ's playing. With us, we try and make sure each DJ is playing different music. So no matter if you listen to us, you shouldn't hear the same tune the same day by different DJs, by rights.
So if I arrived in Leicester today, as a new person to the city, how would you describe the kind of music tastes in Leicester? How would you, you know, some places like Glasgow's techno, or, you know, kind of, it used to be Brighton was like kind of, you know.
We try and play a bit of everything for everybody. We don't discriminate, we try and play everything for everybody. Majority of the music we play, we try to anyway. You know what I mean? English-speaking music, so you can understand it, because most of us are English-speaking, so the majority of the music is from our backgrounds and what we were brought up on, sort of thing.
So where do you think Leicester Community Radio, I'll bring you both in on this point, where do you think Leicester Community Radio is going to be going over the next, you know, kind of couple of years?
Hopefully where we belong, number one in the area. But we'll see how it goes. We're trying to bring in other younger DJs so we can keep the longevity, the radio station going, because some of us are getting a bit old now. So some of us might retire, some of we have to bring some new people in. But hopefully just keep continuing doing what we're doing, looking after the community and playing music for the community, by the community.
I think from my point of view, I'd very much like to see the local news develop, because that's what we get good feedback on. The music is very important, and we always get the great feedback on the music, and even throughout the day, the music selection we've chosen, for example, we've got 4,500 songs in our playlist, which means you only play one song twice a month, which people very much like that. But the main content is the speech. We want to build upon that and get more and more community groups involved, and try and get the community groups trained up so that they can present their own radio station and their own radio shows. And then basically get the information out there for everybody and use it as basically a medium by which everybody can understand what's going on in Leicester to improve the social cohesion.
And what would you say to somebody who wanted to come and volunteer and maybe learn how to do a bit of DJing or radio programming?
Just let us know your availability and feel free to come on down. We're here. We're open door. Anybody's welcome to come in and try and learn how to DJ or be part of the crew or the family, as we call it. Feel free. There's no discrimination. There's no age group. As long as you're over 18. As long as you know what I mean. Otherwise, feel free to come on down.
How do people get in touch? Where do they find you online?
We've got www.leicestercommunityradio.com. That's a website. Or it's leicestercommunityradio@hotmail.com. Or you can give you a phone number if you want. Give you the phone number. Oh, no, off by heart is.
You're all over social media, so they can find you online.
Twitter,
yeah,
on Instagram,
just,
or everywhere.
Just look Facebook, for Leicester Community Radio.
Leicester Community Radio will come up somewhere.
We often talk about community radio as predominantly the Ofcom licensed stations, but I think it's really important that we also include the online stations as part of the broad remit of community radio. And the way that we think about what the kind of uses of technology, social media technology, things like using Facebook, Twitter, TuneIn, that allow people to organise a radio station which is based around a more direct interaction with people via social media, and how the kind of the opportunities exist or are going to grow in the future for access to what we call, think of as radio now, in terms of digital services and the kind of digital impact that those services have. So it's not always a problem to not have a broadcast license. It's seen as a prize by many people, and it, you know, it gives groups a lot of credibility. Community radio licenses are highly sought after, and in Leicester it's very competitive to get one. However, it's not the end of the road if you don't get one. There are alternative ways that you can develop a relationship with your community, with different communities, through the use of social media and through the use of online streaming services. So if you want to get in touch and talk about any of these issues, you can tweet Decentered Media, and the podcast is available via iTunes just search for Decentered Media, or you can go to decentered.co.uk.